Praise the Lord. There's a scripture I want us to read. Proverbs chapter 4. As we come together. Okay, let me just read it from verse 5 to verse 9. Proverbs chapter 4 is very important, very, very important. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, that is wisdom and understanding, and she shall preserve thee. Love wisdom, and she shall keep thee. Love her. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Finally, verse 9, she shall give to thy head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Wisdom. And when you talk about wisdom here, you are talking about wise counsel. That's another word for wisdom, is wise counsel. When you love wisdom, wise counsel, embrace wise counsel, it says, shall give to thy head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall wise counsel deliver to thee. And the counsel, the area I want us to go, praise the Lord. The exhortation I'm giving you now is the wise counsel. And if you take what I tell you seriously, not just hearers, but doers also of the word of God, not just hearers, but doers. Amen. It will help you. It will help you to enjoy your relationship. It will help you in the area of choice of a partner. And it will help you even beyond the stage you are in now, up to when you get married. Amen. Listen very well. What qualifies me? Amen. We are supposed to be witnesses. We preachers, we are witnesses. I used to say, a poor man has no justification to preach about prosperity because he has nothing to show as a proof. So a poor man, amen, anything we preach, it is because we are witnesses. We are witnessing what we have experienced. I used to tell people that I can counsel you in so many areas because I have experiences in them. I've been a young man, though an unbeliever, I'm married as an unbeliever. So, I know the life I lived. And I was not a gentleman. My time, I was very, very rough. In fact, I was a womanizer. I said this, so I know how womanizers approach women, innocent women. So I'm in position to give you counsel that will save you from womanizers. I'm qualified. And tonight, I will expose their secrets. Praise God. And also, I was also a very prosperous young man. By the age of 26 years, I was already a flight lieutenant in the Air Force, equivalent of a captain in the Army at 26. I married at age 28. And so, I had money. I mean, I had money at my age. And so I also know when you have money, how girls run after you. So brothers, I'm going to expose their secret also. Of these women who run after you because of what you have. I love you, I love you. Now lie. Maybe you didn't love, now until you get the love. So I'm in position to talk to the brothers, single brothers who have money. Amen. Well, I'm here to share wisdom with you. Wisdom. So listen very well. Listen very well. Proverbs chapter 26. The beginning of the wisdom for tonight. That scripture is a popular scripture. Verse 2. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the causeless shall not come. I repeat. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the causeless shall not come. What he's saying here is that if you are suffering from any cause, if you are suffering from any problem, some of these problems that we heap for ourselves is like that of a bird that is wandering up and down. Instead of remaining in one tree, we jump from this tree, go to another tree, even leave that tree, go somewhere, jump up and down, wandering. That is why it jam trouble. He says, so also, if there is no reason, there will be no cause that will come upon you. That is a cause, causeless, shall not come. No cause comes upon you until there is a reason for that. And most of the reason is caused by you that received the cause. And there are different types of causes. And I'm addressing like one of the causes is a cause that you cannot keep a relationship. It's a cause. You cannot stay long with a woman. You cannot stay long with a man. It's a cause. It's not normal. That a man, that no man comes close to you as beautiful as you are for marriage. And if they come, they are only coming after your body, not for marriage. It's a curse. That a man takes advantage of you and treats you like a furniture around and has no regard for you, even though you love him so much. But takes advantage of you, your love for him, is a curse. Praise the Lord. And he says, a costless shall not come. One of the reasons, one of the problems, one of the causes, for instance, amen, that a man, a woman, let me face the sisters, amen, and brothers, single brothers and sisters, both of you, the two groups, one of the reasons that you are not able to maintain a healthy relationship, you change from one person to the other, change from one person, you cannot last long, the reason, the cause may be your character. A causeless shall not come. It may be your character. Another reason why the cause of you loving a man so much and in reciprocation of your love, instead of reciprocating it with also loving you and showing you affection, he's here treating you like this. You offend him, you say sorry. He offends you, you say sorry to him. Amen. All your life you are living to please him. It's still courtship, oh, now courtship at the talk. Oh. Nobody is married here. Oh. One of the reasons why he will mess you up, why that cause? Because it's a cause. Oh. Instead of a man to cherish you, now you cherish him. Do you know there are some men that the woman go send a recharge card, make it call you during courtship? Wallahi, it's a cause that is worrying you. Sister, that one is a very serious cause. Since you have been having courtship with that man, he has not bought you anything. Now you, they give. You know, they give you anything. That serious cause, they worry you. Not be the man, no, now you. Get that cause. When you reach a stage where the young man you are courting begin to see it as a privilege for you to come near him, you're under a curse. And the only reason, because a curse causeless shall not come, the only cause for that type of a curse, I beg, I don't speak grammar too much. Our grammarian, Francis, I hope you're knowing, I hope, you know, they're all curse. I hope they will know when I'm talking about curse and curse. How do you pronounce it in phonetics? In phonetics, they understand? Cause, because the same thing, say cause as I know right them now. There is C-U-R-S-E. What does it call? What do you call it? Have anybody read English here? Eh? Okay, then C-A-U-S-E. How does it pronounce it? All of them are cause, so I don't understand them. The cause for that cause. The reason for that cause, amen, is desperation. Desperation for marriage. And that is the most serious problem sisters have in this age. At our own time, when we are chasing after women, girls, responsible girls, I mean responsible girls, men chase them. But now, the woman, they chase man. I've seen where a sister said, is there anything wrong that you admire a man and you tell him I admire you? Something is wrong. Your dignity is being affected. You don't know it. When you do that, the man is seeing a free gift, manna from above. So they are the ones that mess you up. Because you have already stated that you have no value. So because of it, men will mess you up. You see, this my ear, it they hear. This my eye, it they see. Don't be spiritual, physical. Physical. You will not bother to confirm the claim of a man. Many sisters in this church, in Bride Assembly, they talk Bride Assembly. Yeah, now here I did. Here they will do now. Desperation has made you to jump 419. 419. Jump somebody for social media. Me here, I don't trust anything in the internet. I don't trust anything at all. You hear me now? Anything in the internet, I don't trust it. I don't even believe, unless I know you physical, I don't believe that anybody put correct information about himself on the net. I don't believe it until I confirm it. Every sister, every young girl, because of what you have, men are looking for what you have. You have to guide yourself. Any man coming close to you is a suspect. You must declare any man coming to you first a suspect, coming to look for something to get from you. Therefore, you are to put on your guard until he confirms that he is coming for good. How do you... You're a Christian man. You are a Christian woman, I mean. I'm facing you, sisters. Now, brother, I'm coming to you. You're a Christian woman. You presented yourself to a man as a Christian. Maybe he's even worshiping in the same church with you. Then he comes to you. I want to marry you. Small time, the language changes. Come, this cloth where you wear, I hope you look fine like that, under. Is that not a signal for you? Is that not a signal for you? It's a signal. But you will laugh. You think it's a challenge. Me? You can never see my pant until we marry. That's answer. Instead of you to tell him you're a devil, don't see me again. By the time you finish with him, attack him like that. You don't know you are building your respect for yourself. That's a devil now. Did you see me on the street? Did you see me in a hotel? You saw me inside church and you are talking to me like a prostitute on the road. Before we marry, I must test to. Test what? That's a devil. But you know what desperation will do? You're going to play with her. Me? No, you can't touch me. Oh. Amen. Then he said, okay, I'm going to touch you. Then he said, don't touch me. Oh. I can touch you now. And you are allowing it because this year I must marry. This year I must marry. There are some people that have decided anyhow, I just want to be in a man's house. So anyhow will come to you. Don't cry when anyhow begins to behave anyhow. That is number one, is desperation. And that desperation, some of you, you say now, you'll be seeing all manner of dreams and say now from my mother-in-law, my uncle, my auntie. That's nothing like that. Make sure you don't get so desperate that And what gets you desperate is because of your age. I'm getting older. I'm getting older. I'm getting older. Another one is, all my mates have gone. All my mates have gone. Now let me remain. Another one is, they're always abusing me. My mother is putting pressure on me. Won't you go and marry? Won't you go and marry? So, I want to go and marry. Another desperation is, I'm suffering too much. I beg, I'm suffering too much. And they look for a man who could take care of me. I'm suffering too much. Then you jump from frying pan to fire. Desperation. Anybody suffering from that spirit, after today, you'll be delivered in the name of Jesus. And the reason you get desperate is, as Christians, is lack of faith. Have you not been praying? Does God not answer other prayers you have been praying? Is it your marriage area that He will not answer? Impatience. See what impatience produces? Wait on Him. Wait on the Lord. Believe that He will answer. Believe that what He told you in that revelation, in that dream concerning your marriage, will come to pass. And even if He didn't tell you, for every daughter of God, there is a man somewhere He has prepared as your husband. Don't get so desperate until you enter into hot, full relationship. The second one I say is character. It's the reason for your marriage disappointment, men and women. That's the reason. Every man, and of course every woman too, but let me face the man. Every man has a picture of who he desires to be his wife, that he will live with forever. And of course, every woman too must have a dream, a picture of the kind of man she will want to marry. That will, and all we're talking about is achieving peace. You want a rich man. If you have money and you don't have peace, then what is the use of the money? You see? You change your name to Mrs. Somebody and you don't have peace in that relationship, then what is the benefit? What have you gained marrying that man and becoming Mrs. Somebody? Character. Character. The first test any man wants to see in a woman is character. When we say character here, we're talking about, the ability to fulfill some expectations in behavior. Some basic expectations. There are some of us that are very, very unrealistic. Unrealistic. A man that you want to stay with forever, you must be careful about being too demanding. There are some of us that are women that are too demanding. There are some men that are too demanding. There are women that are too demanding. You know what I mean by demanding? Now that is the spirit of selfishness. It is self first. You don't think of the other person. That is the demanding I'm talking about. You want, the relationship is self-centered and not sacrificial. Not reciprocal. You don't consider the other person, you consider yourself first. So you're always thinking about yourself. You don't care about the feeling of the other person at specific period. It's only yourself. One common thing that exists, for instance, that creates problems during courtship is as simple as returning a phone call. You call him and he didn't pick it immediately. Anger. You wait for another 5 minutes. Angry. When he eventually calls, fight will start. Do you know what he was doing when you called him? Do you know where he is? Do you know the condition of the phone? And he's trying to explain to you, oh, this is why I couldn't return your call, or I couldn't pick it because of where I was. And not that there is any fire burning anywhere. Just to hear his voice. How now? Emeka, how now? That's all. And then, for the whole day, no talking. No talking. And he's saying, please now, Inkiru, I beg. Inkiru, I beg. No, Dorcas, I beg. Dorcas, I beg. From Monday to night, what happened? He called me. I didn't pick it. The same thing with the man. Hey, men own is worse. If you jam that type of man, think well before you enter that relationship. Because they are the type of men that if you leave, say you go market after you don't marry them, anywhere you go, they monitor you. But you told me, where are you now? Every time he call you, the first question is, where are you? Where are you? Come, I'm hearing noise in the background as you are talking. Where are you? Who are you with? You have finished that relationship. That is what I mean by being over demanding, self-centeredness, selfishness. You think of only yourself. You think of only yourself. You don't consider the estate of the other person. You will have problems because that relationship will break. You will endure for some time. After the part, the other one will say, is this what I'm going to live with? What am I entering into? Before you know what? Ajewaya. And then when the thing break, you are going to Prophet Sunday. I don't know what is happening. I'm always facing disappointment. Imagine what relationship I have now. The girl say, you know, do it again. I don't know what happened. You know what happened. You know what happened. Your character. What of the sister that... Amen. What of the sister that, without knowing the income of the man, in the morning, give me 5,000 naira. Tomorrow, give me 10,000. Next tomorrow, change my phone. He buy you phone. Now finish. I say I want Samsung. What do they call them? iPhone 10, the latest one. How much it costs? 300 and something thousand naira. If the man go, if he come out 300 and something thousand naira from his capital, he's finished. He dey look you, and he doesn't give you. You begin to knock. Over demanding. You have not found out the income of the man. When you find out his income, you have not found out his responsibilities. You are not considerate. You have not found out his responsibility. He told you he's the only son of the family, the first son of the family. He's the one training his younger ones. His salary in a month is 150,000 naira. You will not be saying they walk home. You know, Woko. Then, before you know what you have demanded already for that month has finished his salary. He will only continue with you. While he's still talking with you, it's because he never find another one. He's already looking for another woman. Immediately he finds the one that is better than you, you will soon be calling him. He's not picking your call again. And you are saying, Pastor, I cannot lose this one. You have lost him. Every time, disappointment. Every time, disappointment. This one now, disappointment. Amen. You are not sitting down to start planning. You are not even telling him, you bought this for me. This thing costs too much now. I say, you say your salary is 150. Come, this month alone, I see you don't spend every 300,000. You may not be saying the tip for your office. So, you know, the man is looking at you. You are being considerate. No. I say my phone spoiled. No. I have some savings. I have replaced it. I bought it. So don't buy me another one. Looking at this woman is considerate. But just demand. And worse still, the man thinks, say, he's giving you gifts. When he give you finish, you don't know how to appreciate. He give you, anything he give you, your reply to him is this all? I say, I don't like this type of color. Now, fight. I say, I don't like this type of color. Is this all for you to say thank you and appreciate him? You are not appreciating him for the quality of the gift. You are appreciating him for the quality of his heart. That he can remember you to give you a gift is what you are appreciating. And once you do that, you are discouraging him. Because everybody likes to be appreciated. Give you something, you have to say thank you. Thank you. Whether it's big or small, thank you. Praise the Lord. I have so many things I can say. And there are some of you that are possessed. Possessed with the spirit of anger. Excessive anger. It's a cause, so it scatters relationship. Because when you are angry, you do things that, I'm sorry, cannot wipe off the memory. It scares the other party. Scares the other party. Anger. Praise the Lord. Also, amen. Dirty. Immediately you visit the man's house, the odor, the whole house will change. The man is praying for you to leave fast. Or he will go out and bring camphor. Who knows camphor? Those white something where they throw away everywhere for house to kill odor. Because and some people, your mouth they smell dirty, smelly mouth, because you don't know how to take care of your mouth. Especially brothers. Brothers, body odor. Because they don't put perfume. Sisters don't have problem with body odor. Now, brothers. Jerry, share some of people that they enter my office. Eh? When they go finish, we will fumigate the office. No, confirm to them now, confirm.
It's true, sir.
No, it's true. And you know, you cannot tell somebody, say, sister, you smell. Once they enter like this, the whole atmosphere will change. In my heart, I will say, Who will help this one now? How go take tell him now? Because 15 say now. There is one some time ago that anytime he enter my office, when they go finish, my secretary go fumigate the place. In fact, there was, because of that one, there was a special freshener where the liquid, where they pour for ground. So when he did like this, they go put them for ground. She go to say, now the ground, the thing, I didn't clean. Then they say, now she. So I went and found out, now woman, no, I found out her birthday. So on her birthday, I can't load antiseptic, deodorants, perfumes, anti this, anti that, package it well. I say, I want to give you a birthday present. I give her, oh, daddy, thank you. And they say, please, father, let her use it. Praise God. And please, if your friend is smelling, if you love her, tell her. That's the greatest love. And if it is only one who loves you that will tell you your mouth is smelly, don't be angry. Thank the person because he has just saved you from embarrassment that you may not know. Your friend come tell you, say, anyhow you talk him. Anyhow you talk him. Make you talk him. Thank God. You say, your mouth is smell. You say, sister, thank you very much. I smell rich. You know what I will do? Make it stop. Now, person will not love you. My mother is going to do like this. They go away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, underwear, singlet, then they wear it only once. You go wear your own till it turn brown. Singlet, now once. Because it is underwear to collect sweat. And we are in a very humid environment. You go out every day sweating, you come back sweating. The singlet inside absorbed it. So, you don't wait until the thing, dirty food there, the color change from brown, it don't enter black. Whenever there you go turn them inside out, wear them again, and go. It works against you. Women like neat men. Women, they love neat men. Neat. You know why? Amen. Because they love to show off. Women generally love to show off. They want to show you off to their friend. If you see him. That's what they are telling their friend. If you see him, he can dress. He can. If you see him, then he's telling friends, say, get one guy where they engage me. He said, make we meet for Tank and Tommy. Then he invites his friend to come and see him. Come and see him. Then small time you drop Okada with one bathroom slippers. Piak. With one t-shirt, sweat, no fool here, sweat. Shave, he said, you don't shave that day. They come, piak. You enter, finish, the woman, the girl, they frown for you. You will say, any problem? Nah, any problem. Problem. Dress well. Who told you men don't do pedicure and manicure? Men do pedicure and manicure. Praise God. Sir, do you know what is pedicure? Eh?
I don't know.
You don't know pedicure?
I don't know pedicure.
You don't know manicure?
No.
Praise the Lord. Not the only women, they go saloon. Do you know saloon?
Saloon.
Eh? Do you know saloon?
No, I don't know saloon.
You don't know saloon?
No.
Praise the Lord. So there are some things that are not people's problem now. How many people have done NYC here before? NYC orientation camp, you've been there. Can you wave your hand? How many of you? Okay. You've gone there before? Okay. There's an adage that we speak in the military. It goes like this. Waiting concerns center rank with open order. Who has ever heard that? You've heard it. Waiting concerns center rank with open order. When the parade commander says, parade, open order. There are three ranks. One, two, three. Open order, it means create space. The man at the back takes one step back. The one at the front takes one step forward. The center one remains. So, waiting concerns center rank with open order. That is this man now, waiting concern him with saloon. Well, he doesn't even know waiting is saloon. Waiting concern him with pedicure, manicure. So if you meet this type of man, then you ask him, honey, I want to go to the spa. He said, what? Spa. What do you mean spa? Eh? He won't know. So, when you meet a man like this, you love him, you have to, it's a delicate relationship. Because he is, this type are very conservative, that the type that his pattern of marriage is going to pick him from his father and his mother. Therefore, so he has no problem. Brother, you have no problem. You have no problem. Because nobody will disturb you with spa. No young girl will disturb you with manicure, pedicure. I want to make your hair. You can say, in case you're under bridge, they plait it there, when they plait hair. No. You don't have any problem. Praise the Lord. So you package yourself also. Brothers, put on perfume. Put perfume. When you wear shoe, polish it. Carry shoe rag for pocket. So when you come around where you will soon see the girl, you clean it and put it back in your pocket and then shine it and you're going there. Package yourself very well. Make sure you brush your teeth. When you smile, the girl will smile follow you. No, anytime you smile before the girl and the girl too like this, something's wrong with your teeth. She must smile follow you. I'm saying something now. Saying something now. When you are doing your courtship, no artificiality, be yourself. don't lie. Don't keep visiting her with your friend's car. That is not part of the packaging. Tell her, I don't get car. I'll be coming with my friend's car. Tell her, it's not car she's coming to marry. It's you she's coming to marry. Don't overpackage yourself until you lie for what you are not. If you're a gate man in the company there, don't say you're a manager in the company. Tell her I'm a gate man. If you don't go to school, don't tell her and say you get degree when you can't even speak grammar. Tell them who you are. I believe in courtship. The worst thing you can do to yourself is to agree to marry a man that you do not know. To marry a woman you do not know. And another worst thing you can do is to marry a man by hope that he will change. Or marry a woman by hope that she will change. Because as Christians, once you enter inside, you cannot come out again. But any cause, any covenant that will prevent you from marrying, and you are here today, that covenant will break in the name of Jesus. And don't condemn yourself. Be truthful to whoever come before you. If you have married before, tell the person, I married before. Brother, tell her. Sister, tell him. I married one useless man before. Where they beat me like. Where do this, where do that. Just for no reason, this is how he treated me. And this is why I left. Tell him you married before. You got a child from a former relationship you had by mistake. Not by mistake. Not a girl by mistake. You were enjoying yourself and the product of that illegal business is a fine, handsome, beautiful child that I have. I love her so much. Tell the man, I love her so much. Even though the man left me, I went and married another one. But I love my child so much. I said, you say you want to marry me. If they follow me, I don't go drop her more. You too, you married before. And the woman left. Say it. And every claim the person says, this is the reason why I left my former marriage. Before you agree to marry that person, go back and verify all the reasons where he tells you, because you may be going to jam the one where the person jammed before. And once you find that he's not being truthful to you, don't enter that relationship. And that can include you going to trace the address. Tell him, give me the address of that woman you married before. Call her. Okay, you be a woman like me. Is it true in a divorce? Find out. You'll soon discover. There's another approach that brothers do. They don't know how to chase woman. That's the character. You don't know how to chase woman. If you want to get the attention of a woman, you want to get her attention, approach matters. Approach. There are some of what? A wrong approach will receive a wrong response. Just because you think that the women, you believe women are everywhere, you can select many fishes in the ocean, then you see one fish where they pass. Some of you, that's what they do. Hey, you there. Come. Come now. Where did that your name serve? If you jam some sisters who I know for here, when they release something to you, for 1 week, you never recover. Where did that your name serve? Where are you from? Where are you from? Hey, Kenesi, that's where you come from. Hey, my mama tell me, say, make her not marry from that side. That person, when you call, they to, now they approach me that too. There is another one that will say, sister, the Lord told me you are my wife. They don't have any other way of approaching you. The Lord told me you are my wife. Can I tell you something, brother? Amen. How can you walk to a woman, the first discussion you will have with her is, I've been looking at you all these years. I want to marry you. Which kind of nonsense is that? I'm a product on a shelf, Abby. That you enter supermarket and you pick. And you're coming to the cashier. I want to buy this. Haba. Haba. Praise God. Haba, brother, don't be sorry they catch fish now. Even a fisherman, the first thing you will do is to get the attention of the fish by putting a fish hook. A fishing bait in the hook. You don't go see the intention. It does not see the intention immediately. Maybe, just an example. Maybe, for instance, like you are working also in the IT department. In trying to get close to the sister, you can go, sister, I discover you have a very good voice. Come. There's a program we are putting together. We call it Doctrinal Issues. We want you to come and join us to anchor it. So that you're going to come close to Ram. There has to be something now. Like doctrinal issues. Then every time you are calling her, I'm not calling for anything, it's not for the doctrinal issues. Then after the program from the studio, then you can branch Mami Market. And give her puff puff. Isn't it, Zoe? Have you observed that there's no more doctrinal issue in Brand Television? The purpose has been achieved. That's all. It's just a call. Ooh, wow. Oh, wow, like that. Haba. So approach matters. Another approach is to call the sister's number. Hello? Sister, what is your name? Sister Faith. Hello, Sister Faith. Say, I just don't know. I say, make I just give you this credit, 200 naira. Start with 200 naira. The reason is because you feel give another 200 naira, you could use and call him boyfriend. She's already in a relationship. He said, oh, thank you very much. Then you go forward the 200 naira to Samuel. So be very careful. Start small, small. Oh, thank you very much. See how she will respond with 200. Every day, as she wake up, she see a lot, 200. Every day she wake up, 200. Then you are calling. Did you see the alert? He said, yes. I just don't know. I just said, let me just. It's offering, oh. It's offering. You must start small, small now. Small, 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 small. To get her attention. Praise the Lord. And it's wrong for his sister to do it the other way. Now you they send recharge card to Samuel. It's wrong. Every day in the morning, I don't know, the Lord just laid my heart as you. You enter spirit. Samuel, I don't know, the Lord just laid my heart. I've been interceding for you since. What happened? I don't know. I just don't know. The Lord said I should be praying for you. See where he take enter. The day you go, no, say no, be God, tell him. Now the day where he go come meet you, he see you, they sit down with another sister. The prayer point will change. I saw a revelation, and the Lord said, that area you are looking, that is not where you are to look. They will enter spirit. The man know already what he they do, what he they talk. You just devalue yourself. So approach matters.